Welcome back to our mindfulness mini-series. In the previous sessions, we've touched on the what and why of mindfulness. Today, we'll dive in deeper to the how. Most of us live a very busy life. We work, we socialize, we take care of ourselves and our families, and with the little time we have left over, we enjoy our passions and hobbies. There is very little time, if any at all, spent doing nothing. Our modern-day brains have become conditioned to be doing almost all the time. When I was growing up, one of my favorite phrases was, "I'm bored," to which my mother's reply would be, "Go play." So I would. I would ride my bike through the neighborhood or stage massive battles between my toys. I spent a lot of time in the woods exploring creeks and streams, and I would read book after book after book, much to the satisfaction of my mother, who was and still is a phenomenal English teacher. But eventually, I would finish these things, and once again find myself idle, bored. When I was about 10 years old, I discovered the internet and online video games. Boredom all but vanished. Now I always had something to learn, something to read, something to play. And since that time, my access to technology has increased exponentially. I mean, I have a super fast computer in my pocket right now that has access to the entire wealth of human knowledge, not to mention ridiculously fun and addicting games and apps. Today, there is very little boredom. An idle moment is no longer that. It's simply a time to scroll through Instagram or Facebook or play a quick game. Spiritual teacher and author Eckhart Tolle sums it up nicely. He says, in today's rush, we all think too much, seek too much, want too much, and forget about the joy of just being. And although 10-year-old me would strongly disagree, there is joy in the act of just being. There are also insights to gain, beauty to behold, and peace to find. For me, a gigantic part of the how of mindfulness is this: creating moments of nothingness, of boredom, of idleness, and getting into the habit of savoring them. Training ourselves to relish in the brief spans of time where we simply do nothing. I like to think of these as mindful moments. Everyone has the ability to create their own mindful moments. You may think you're too busy to just sit, too busy to practice, too busy to just do nothing. But I would challenge that. I believe everyone in the world has time to add a few mindful moments to their day. And it could just be the most mentally profitable thing you ever do. In my own life, I sometimes use mindful moments as a tool. I'm extremely prone to frustration resulting from small, inconvenient events. For example, if I spill something or I can't find something, I become extremely irritable, and it can last the entire day. It's absurd, but that's just who I am. Knowing this about myself, I've been able to use mindful moments to curb my innate psychological tendencies while simultaneously working towards becoming more mindful as a whole. It can be as simple as stopping everything, sitting down, and noticing the next breath as distinctly as I can, and then returning to the act of cleaning up my spill or finding my keys. Remember that mindfulness is the result of small, conscious activities that lead to a more clear, focused, and happier mind. Mindful moments are one of those activities. So in today's meditation, we'll practice cultivating those moments of mindfulness. At the end of the session, I'll talk about how you might incorporate these into your daily life. I'll bring in that same background audio we've been working with to help us relax and focus. So find your meditation posture here as we begin. Sitting comfortably with a nice straight back, feeling relaxed but also alert. Gently close the eyes and take a few deep breaths. Feel the body gently expand on the inhale and then relax on the exhale. See if you can sink your attention into these sensations, getting as close to them as you can. And as you continue to sit and feel the sensations of the breath, I want you to try and take a step back into a larger, more open space. Open up your awareness to the other things happening around you. You may hear sounds of traffic or people moving around nearby. You may feel sensations like air on the skin, warmth, or cold. You might feel sensations in the body like tingling or a restlessness. And you may notice thoughts or memories or ideas. We're allowing all of this to happen as we sit in this space of open awareness. Just simply be and let it all unfold around you. Savor this feeling. When you find you've become absorbed by a thought, that's okay. It's always going to happen. When you notice it, see if you can step back into this larger, open space where thoughts and sounds and sensations are all occurring on their own. You are merely the observer. Try and stay here. Even if it's just for a moment. If your attention feels a bit scattered or diffused, you can always focus on your breath, feeling the body gently moving in and out, feeling the air at the tip of the nose or in the throat, and then gently step back again into this larger space of open awareness. Where thoughts, sounds, and sensations are all present, but you are just the observer. try and savor this feeling of peace and clarity that comes from just being the observer. Everything is simply unfolding around you in the present moment, and all you have to do is observe. Stay here for a moment. Now notice the next breath as deeply and distinctly as you can. See if you can notice as soon as the inhale starts, all the way to the last bit of exhale. And for the last minute of this meditation, just let go of all your efforts and sit here in peace and quiet. Nicely done. You can go ahead and open up your eyes here and stretch up a little bit in your chair. Maybe shake out the hands, wake the body back up. So our meditation today was a little different. Instead of honing our attention in on a single point like the breath, we experimented with the idea of taking a mental step back and observing everything happening around us. That action of taking a step back and observing is the basis of these mindful moments. Throughout my day, I'll take a moment, and when I say a moment, it can be just a few seconds, where I simply be, observing what's happening right in front of me and around me. I do this when I get into my car, before I drive. I do it right before I walk into my home, after work. I do it when I'm in the shower. And as I mentioned before, I do it when I feel emotions like frustration or anger. I step back and I notice. Notice the breath. Notice sensations in the body. Notice sounds. Notice thoughts. Simply observe it all unfolding. You don't need to spend your entire day being mindful to benefit from mindfulness. That's not only extremely difficult, but it's just not feasible for us. The idea is to punctuate your day with moments of mindfulness. This allows you a little more peace and clarity and works to combat stress, anxiety, and disconnection. And all it takes is a moment. I challenge you to try this on your own today. At any point, just take a moment to observe and notice. A moment to just simply be before continuing on with the rest of your day. Thanks for practicing with me today, and I'll see you in the next session.